with Illinois State Representative Will Guzzardi before, but the opportunities present itself. Good morning, Mr. Guzzardi. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Good. You know, I wonder how I'll be doing about 1 or 1:15 today, however, after the budget address. I mean, there's a high expectation here today. You know, we were talking with a couple of representatives and senators and the like. When the governor was making the State of the State address, and he talked about, I'm going to present in 2 weeks a balanced budget, how do you describe the body's response to that statement? From the radio, it sounded enthusiastic. Others say, you have to understand, you can really only understand if you're there.
Yeah, well, you know, the governor said it's going to be his fourth balanced budget in a row, and I think that there was some, I would say, maybe sarcastic chuckling in the chamber at that remark.
Right.
Because, you know, we've seen the last 3 years from the governor has been budgets that have been $3, $4, or $5 billion out of balance. You know, last year he wrote into his budget, there's $4.5 billion that we're going to get from making a deal. That was his plan to balance the budget. He said it was balanced, which, you know, unfortunately, what we've seen early on here from the governor's budget numbers, and he'll present them in more detail today, is the same kind of thing. You know, he's talking about shifting more than $1 billion of costs onto local school districts, you know, and at the same time, he wants to talk about a property tax freeze so local communities can't raise any more money. So it seems like he's talking about, you know, robbing from our kids' classrooms in order to make our state's budget balance, which of course we're not going to allow for.
You know, there are a lot of interesting moving targets here, but you know what's interesting? Reimagine Illinois and this Illinois comeback agenda that was rolled out yesterday, and it's interesting because if you take it all apart, I guess it comes down to jobs, doesn't it? Isn't jobs the answer to a whole host of illnesses in Illinois? Financial illnesses,
absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So this group of us, the group has been working on the comeback agenda. You know, last year we rolled out the agenda for the first time and talked about a number of different issues, health care and criminal justice and all these areas. And this year we decided that we wanted to focus our agenda specifically on jobs. As you say, economic insecurity and folks looking for work, that's really sort of at the core of so much of what's going on in our state. And so we have a plan. It's going to work in four major areas to rebuild our state's economy, not by giving big tax breaks to CEOs and big corporations, but by creating jobs that pay a living wage, that have decent benefits for folks that are grown right here in Illinois, and that rebuild our state's infrastructure and put people back to work in communities that need them.
There was interesting because we've got the investing, better benefits, better wages, but I thought this one quote from the when I was looking here was the bullet points on this, and that was inclusive infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think that here's what we mean when we say inclusive infrastructure. You know, first of all, it's clear that our state's infrastructure is falling apart, you know, that our roads and our bridges and our public transit systems are in dire need of repair, just like they are everywhere in the country. But we want to make sure that when we invest in that infrastructure, we're helping every community. It's not just that we're building, new highways in the fanciest parts of the state, right? That we want to make sure that, in particular, people who need work get opportunities to get to work on this infrastructure plan. So we're creating jobs in communities with historically high unemployment, and that we're building projects in areas that need our investment. You know, I think one of the most important things we could invest in right now is statewide broadband, particularly in rural communities where it's very hard to get access to high-speed internet. We could be putting thousands of people to work in this state, building broadband infrastructure to reach every Illinoisan. It would bring our state into the 21st century. It would create jobs. And it would be a huge boon to the economy all around the state.
The thing is, and we're speaking with State Representative Will Guzzardi, is when you look at the Illinois Department of Employment Security website, there are jobs in Illinois. There are a lot of high-paying jobs in Illinois, 70,000, that aren't filled. And I wonder where we are when it comes to infrastructure and better wages and better jobs when we actually have them now, and apparently no one is either interested or that person no longer lives in Illinois. And this is something, a funnel that I'm in the process of coming through. And when I talk to IDS, they say, go to the website. Man, we got thousands of jobs here. Welders, East St. Louis, there's in the metro area, in refineries, and carpenters. We have these jobs. Nobody's applying.
Yeah, and so, you know, I think one critical piece of that is it has to do with job training. You know, that I don't know your professional background, but I would imagine that you don't have, you know, a certificate to, you know, practice welding, right? Like, that there's a mismatch between the good, high-quality jobs that are available and the skills that people have who need work,
yes,
right? And so we have an important responsibility to provide pathways for people to get the certifications that they need to get at those good jobs that really are available. And I'll also say that the jobs that you described, the ones that are, you know, good-paying, sturdy, decent jobs that can take care of a family, most of those jobs, particularly you're talking about welders, carpenters, those kinds of things, most of those jobs are union jobs. And so I think that speaks to the need for us to stand up for the labor movement in the state, to assert that, you know, the way that workers get good jobs that take care of families is when workers come together and demand that the boss pay people a decent wage, you know, and protecting people's rights to do that, to organize and to collectively bargain for wages and benefits, that's got to be an important piece of the puzzle, too.
How does government ensure better wages?
Well, there's a couple of ways. I mean, one is the very sort of literal way, which is raising the minimum wage, right? This is an issue that I've been working on for my entire tenure here, that we just got to make sure that, you know, you can't just pay somebody $9 an hour and call it a day, because we all know that there's no community in Illinois, in Chicago or downstate or in central Illinois or eastern or western Illinois, there's no community in the state where you can make $9 an hour and raise a family, even if you're working 40 hours a week. Even if you're working 2 jobs and making it 50 or 60 hours a week, you just can't get by on that. And that has two problems. You know, one is that it leaves too many families in the state struggling to get by. And the other is that it has this big economic impact on our state, because when Walmart and McDonald's don't pay you enough, who has to make up the difference? Well, the state does, because we pay food stamps and we pay Medicaid and we pay all these other government programs just to help families get by. So instead of investing in our communities, in our public education, in our infrastructure, we're picking up the slack for these big corporations that are paying poverty wages. So that's one really central piece of how the state's going to keep wages high. But then also, as I say, you know, supporting collective bargaining is really crucial, especially at this time when it looks like we're likely to sort of go right to work nationally as a result of a Supreme Court decision that's coming down. We have to make sure that here in Illinois we do everything we can to ensure that workers have rights to collectively bargain and to demand better wages from their employers. So I think those are two really important pieces.
Democrat candidate, State Representative Will Guzzardi. Will's going to be in the chamber today. He's going to be, of course, watching with great anticipation, as everybody else is, what exactly the governor will say and what's his plan moving forward. We really don't have a lot of clues at this point. What's your best case scenario for today from your standpoint, Will?
My best case scenario, geez, I don't know. I guess I've been so pessimistic lately. But I guess the best case is that the governor presents a budget that really balances and doesn't use any gimmicks.
All right. So, and today at noon, I guess we'll find out more.
We'll keep our eyes peeled. Yeah. I have to say, I'm not that optimistic about it, but we'll see.
Yeah, but see, I'm not, you know, you know, it's interesting because you talk about it and say, yeah, because you and I are in the same boat. I mean, when it comes to optimism in Southern Illinois, we've had that pretty thoroughly beaten out of us. And you realize that we're in the curve, right? Because other people have had it beat out of them to the point where they left the state of Illinois.
Sure.
Because you look at that story, I mean, a human being's expectation or current state of mind is a direct derivative of his expectations for happiness in the future. He can be happy and have a whole lot of things going on great for him right now, this very minute. But if he thinks tomorrow and the week after are going to be terrible, he's not going to be happy, or she's not going to be happy.
That's right.
And I think that's something right. that we sometimes forget. If there's not some hope, some expectation, some light at the end of the tunnel, it's not a train. People give up, and in this case, they pack up and leave, which is another problem that we're going to have to deal with. Will Guzzardi, 39th District State Representative.